This is Dr. Lee Decatur History Physical, patient name Harbison HARBESON, Gloria GLORIA, date of birth 3/30/1935, place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 11/11/2023. His initial history and physical history of present illness, this is an 88-year-old female admitted from John Hopkins Hospital. Patient has multiple medical problems, coronary artery disease, status post bypass graft in 2006, hypertension, diabetes, carotid stenosis, status post carotid endarterectomy, gout, osteoporosis. She presented to the hospital November the 1st after mechanical fall and found to have left femur fracture. She underwent left femur intramedullary rod. Status post operation, she has a hypotension, was attributed to sedation, medication side effect. She was required ICU stay. She was also not have UTIs or stitches, the antibiotic, cefepime, and the PTOT done. She has a leukocytosis, secondary to UTI, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, mechanical fall resulting in left femur fracture. Post-operative hypotension resolved. She was maintaining her routine medication. She has acute blood loss anemia due to surgery. After stabilization, PTOT done. She was also known to have diarrhea that was attributed to laxative, and patient was sent to the rehab center. She was also reported to have acute thrombocytopenia during the hospitalization. Today when I saw the patient, she is lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. She has ecchymosis in the left leg and also the part of the back, low back area, but no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever. Past medical history, number one coronary artery disease, status post bypass, next and hypertension, next and diabetes, type 2, next and carotid stenosis, status post carotid and arterectomy, osteoporosis, anemia, hypertension, ambulatory dysfunction, thrombocytopenia. Medications upon discharge: aspirin 325 mg daily, cefepime 2 gram every 8 hours for 2 days, then stop. For UTI, Pseudomonas, vitamin D 1000 units daily, Lovinox 30 mg subcutaneous twice a day for 11 days. Lovinox for 11 days. Ferrocerfate 325 mg daily for anemia, supplement, multivitamin daily. She also has ophthalmic ointment to both eyes 4 times a day, white petrolatum mineral oil ointment for both eyes, allopurinol 100 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Celebrex 100 mg twice a day, gabapentin 100 mg BID, loratadine 10 mg daily, methocarbamol 500 mg 2 tablet 4 times a day, metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily, Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN for pain and aches. Allergies not known. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac congestion, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, complaining of ecchymosis, bruises the left leg at the surgical site and the lower leg, and neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paraurinary dyspepsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3, cooperative, very pleasant female. Blood pressure 137/67. On examination, she is awake, alert, oriented, M3. Blood pressure 137/67, pulse 70, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 94%. Hydrated, pneumocardic, isenteric, no urinary discharge. throat to be nasal, neck supple, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart has no stool, systolic murmur heard, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bulbs from positive extremities, edema noted both legs, left leg has some ecchymosis, also back, also some ecchymosis areas noted, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented M3, cooperative, assessment, patient is admitted, status post fall, with a fracture, left femur, status post intermedullary nailing, next line, urinary tract infection, next an episode of hypotension in the hospital, improved, next an UTI, currently an IV antibiotic, next an diabetes mellitus, next an history of hypertension, next an carotid stenosis, status post carotid endarterectomy, history of gouty arthritis, history of osteoporosis, history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, history of thrombocytopenia improved, ecchymosis, left leg, episode of diarrhea in the hospital that has resolved that was attributed to laxative. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, follow CBC, CMP, extensive PTOT rehab, fall precaution, care plan discussed with the patient, patient understand, code status discussed with the patient, patient wants to be full code. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.